This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2. Best of the blogs.
So it's time to catch up with Jennifer Reid again. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Katrina.
How are you doing?
Yeah, really well, thank you.
Another beautiful sunny day today.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Can't wait to get out there, actually.
Yeah. So tell us about Frangipani Princess.
Well, it's a teen blog written by an amazing 17-year-old, Georgie Carroll, who lives in Albury in New South Wales.
Okay. What else do we know about her?
Well, she grew up in a tiny rural town on the mid-north coast, but moved to Albury last year with her older brother and her parents, who are actually teachers and needed to move there for work. Mm-hmm. So she's in year 11 at school and also works casually at KFC, which she says is to help fund her overseas excursions because Georgie loves travelling.
At 17?
Well, she actually lived in France for 6 months last year as an exchange student.
Wow, she's a go-getter, isn't she?
She is, and she's planning on going to Cambodia later in the year and some other places, so she is passionate about travelling.
Wow.
But she's also passionate about so many other things, Katrina, which we can read about in her blog. And when I spoke to Georgie, she said her number one love is God. So even though she's passionate about lots of other things, she doesn't forget God, which is really wonderful, especially for someone her age.
Mm.
Yeah, so she's like a normal teenager who loves hanging out with her best friends and going to the movies and shopping, but she's also really focused on achieving her goals in life.
Mm.
And she loves that blogging allows her to get her voice out to the world, even though she's so young, and loves that it's actually opened up a lot of networking opportunities for her as well.
That's really interesting. So how did Georgie get into blogging?
She was actually only 12 years old when she started her blog, which is amazing in itself. And back then, blogging was not as popular as it is today. But Georgie's always wanted to be a journalist and noticed that many of her favourite writers were starting blogs. So she thought, oh, it must be a good idea to do that, so I'm going to start one. And she started Frangipani Princess.
Hmm.
And she also thought blogging might be a way of getting into contact with some of these writers, which actually worked out really well for her because she's now writing a monthly column for A Girl with a Satchel, which is a blog written by Erica Bartle, which Carla reviewed a little while ago.
Yeah, that was one of the first ones she did, actually.
Yeah, so Georgie's the teen girl with the satchel.
Ah.
That's a really good one to check out as well. And she's also had articles published in Girlfriend magazine.
She's making me feel inadequate now, Jen.
I know, me too, as well as Dolly, because she's done a lot of work experience there as well.
Okay.
So as you can imagine, Georgie's parents are super proud of her and her achievements and her commitment to writing. And even though they found blogging a slightly bizarre hobby when she first started, they're in full support of her.
Yeah.
And her friends love reading her blog as well, and some of them have even been inspired to start their own blogs.
So what kind of stuff does she write about then?
Well, she writes about school, her travel adventures, fashion, and lots of other things that she loves, like the Jonas Brothers and glossy magazines.
Who are the Jonas Brothers? I'm sorry, excuse my ignorance, but...
Well, you know, she's basically talking about all the things that teens would know about.
Okay.
So she says that if you were to take a peek into her bedroom, you'd find piles upon piles of her favourite teen mags, like Dolly and Girlfriend, which sounds a lot like my daughter's room. And I only know about the Jonas Brothers because I've got a teenage daughter, Katrina. So that's a little secret.
Okay, that's what it is then.
Yeah,
okay.
I wouldn't have known either. But
does your teenage daughter like this blog? Has she seen it?
Well, she does. I actually asked her to check it out, and because my daughter's actually started her own Tumblr account, so it's kind of, you know, the new blog thing that's happening at the moment.
Mm.
She loves fashion and all of that sort of thing. So, yeah, she thought, oh, that's really cool. She liked, you know, Georgie's blog. And I think with Georgie, she can relate to other teenagers because she's that age.
Mm.
But I, as a mum, love reading it because it always keeps me in touch with what's happening in that generation as well.
And you can't exactly sit around reading Dolly magazine when you're, 40, so...
No. Yeah, it would look a bit strange, I think. So, no, it is good to sort of keep an insight into the teenage world, basically.
Okay, well, what are some of your favourite posts, Jen?
Well, there's one called Sometimes Happiness Ever After Seems Impossible, and this is quite a serious post, Katrina. Georgie explains that she's a huge Disney fan and loves teen actresses like Miley Cyrus.
In Australia at the moment, right?
Montana, yeah, mm-hmm. And Demi Lovato from Camp Rock. But in this post, Georgie writes about her sad discovery that Demi was checked into rehab last year for an eating disorder and self-harm. Mm. So even though everyone looks at these Disney princesses and thinks they have a perfect life, sadly it's not always true. Mm. And Georgie writes, being a teenage girl today is by no means easy. There is so much pressure placed on us by our friends, family, the media, and most importantly, ourselves. We spend so much time trying to achieve this elusive perfection. The top grades, the skinniest bodies, the hottest boyfriends, invites to the biggest parties, popularity, that we neglect to stand back and realise that this perfection doesn't actually exist.
Hmm.
Georgie encourages teenage girls to value themselves for who they are and to stop comparing themselves to others and striving for perfection all the time.
Hmm.
And she just reassures anyone who may be having a rough time that they're not alone and urges them to get help. So I just love that Georgie is a voice of wisdom and hope at such a young age. And I believe she's having a positive impact on her readers because many of them are girls her age and she can relate to them. I don't know about you, Katrina, but when I was a teenager, I heard about anorexia and that sort of thing, but I didn't personally know anyone who'd suffered.
We had a few at my school in my year, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I went to a girls' school. It's kind of like anorexia hotbed.
These days you'd hear about it so often and it just seems so common. And
it is, yeah.
It seems that, you know, there's so much more that teenagers have to worry about today. So I just love reading Georgie's blog myself, as I said before, because my daughter's a teenager and I just want to keep up to date with what's happening and what she has to deal with.
Yeah.
In another post on a bit of a lighter note, it's called On Paper Giants. This was written just after the movie about Ita Buttrose and the Clio magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Georgie talks about how she's saddened when she hears all the talk about the death of glossy magazines, with internet being the killer, apparently.
I feel this way about books, you know. Everyone talks about the Kindle and it's like, but you can't smell a new book in a Kindle.
You can't feel the pages.
You can't hear them turning over and you can't see all the wrinkle marks from the person who's read it before you.
It's just tragic. I feel the same way, Katrina. And I actually collect my magazines and my books. They're like collector's items to me.
Yeah.
But, particularly because... And it would be the same for you because you're a writer and a journalist and you love...
Words
industry.
And yeah,
and I do too, and so does Georgie. It's actually her dream to be working in the magazine industry in a few years.
Yeah.
So while she acknowledges that there has been a decline in magazine readership over the last few years, she believes that there's a whole lot of teens who are very much devoted to the glossy world still. And again, from a mum's perspective, reading this post made me realise that it's actually normal that my daughter wants to buy Girlfriend magazine, and it's all part of being a girly teenager in some ways. Like, you know, I read Dolly when I was a teenager.
Right, yeah.
And although there are some things in glossy mags that I don't agree with as a Christian,
yes,
it actually helps to open conversation between my daughter and I so that we can bring certain issues to the light, and I think that's really a good thing.
Yeah, and hopefully, you know, she's had the upbringing where she can also discern things that and go, no, that's rubbish, I don't agree with that. And
exactly.
As you would, if you read it, you'd look at it critically, and hopefully that she's got the skills to do that as well.
Exactly, and that's what you can teach through that dialogue.
Mm.
You never let, you know, if that was just our choice, everyone's got, you know, their own opinion, but my husband and I have sort of decided that that is our approach. We'd like to talk about things.
Yes.
So we find that really helpful.
Okay, great. Yeah. Well, that sounds really interesting, like an interesting blog. What's the URL for it, Jen?
It's frangipennyprincess.blogspot.com. lifeslikeacupcake.com, and I'll also have a link to it on my blog, lifeslikeacupcake.com.
Okay, thanks, Jen.
Thanks.
Best of the blogs. This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.